Once the mining camps were booming and filled with workers, boarding houses or temporary housing was built. The region transformed into a working-class community. According to a municipal assessment roll for 1915, close to 80% of the mine workers in town neither owned nor rented property in Timmins. Timmins was largely thought of as a transient town where many were coming and going for work or to catch the next big discovery. In 1917, a Timmins town clerk estimated that only 10% of the male population in town was more or less permanent, while half of the rest stayed for only 3 to 4 months. Sometimes a worker's pay would include room and board, while others did not. Miners typically lived in either a boarding house or a company house. Living conditions in boarding houses or bunkhouses weren't fancy, but a miner's wage could afford the cost of rent and basic services such as laundry and hot meals. Men were charged around $1 per day for their board in bunkhouses. They had a reputation of being dirty, overcrowded, and messy, but were readily available for the large workforce. Many lived in the boarding houses for convenience, not comfort, and overcrowded accommodations became a health concern. Each week, the Timmins Museum, National Exhibition Center, provides Timmins Today readers with a glimpse of the city's past. Find out more of what the Timmins Museum has to offer here and read more Remember This columns here.